Complexity was everywhere in the business. Just a few short years ago, General Motors had more than 30 different vehicle architectures supporting sales of about 9 million vehicles worldwide. And then the ridiculous. The company had almost 70 different advertising agencies around the world just to support the Chevrolet brand. It's staggering, but it also shows how we lost focus and we lost our advantage, economies of scale. In another move, GM leaders outsourced nearly all of the company's information technology. We effectively dismissed data capture and proprietary analytics as a core competency, just as the internet was about to transform all modern business models. We also ended up with 23 leased or partially owned data centers, which is not only costly, but risky. We are now insourcing our IT, growing it as a core competency. Those 23 data centers will be reduced to 2, which will increase our performance, our reliability, and our cost. At one point in time, we could barely close our own books in a timely manner because various units in the company were on different general ledgers. And for those of you that are financially trained, that's Finance 101. The list goes on. We all know what happened next. The company that topped the Fortune 500 when it first was listed in 1955 and stayed there for 35 years fell into disgrace. Something even more sobering, GM had lost sight of its customers and what they truly valued: quality, compelling design, and reliability. In my heart of hearts, I knew GM was fixable if the new leadership team played team ball and systematically addressed the company's shortcomings. So I made a promise to myself and to the board to deliver on 3 important initiatives in my tenure. The first was the restoration of GM's good name. Second, the transformation of the company's basic operations. My third goal was to put quality and the customer back at the center of every decision we made. As a result, at every aspect of our business, every angle we took was to make every system and every operation best in class. We didn't set out to become competitive. We didn't come out to be average. We wanted to be best in class. For example, we've committed $3 billion of our precious fortress balance sheet to build our U.S. dealerships and create the best customer sales and service experience in the industry.